And it read like this. In my early 20s, I had a job as a housekeeper at Hampton Inn. My friend and I worked together. We would start early in the morning, and our boss would give us a list of what rooms we had to clean for the day. We had a strategy on how to get all this work done in a timely fashion so we could get out early. Because my friend was good at making the beds and I was best at bathrooms, we would combine our work and do our rooms together. We knew our strengths. When we entered the room, you never knew what to expect. Some rooms, people would leave them clean and would put all the dirty linen in one spot. Some people would leave the room completely dirty and trash everywhere. But no matter the condition of the room, our job was to clean up what was dirty and make it suitable and ready for the next guest to stay. So I'm telling you here this morning, some of us guys don't know it, but housekeeping can be a difficult task. And how difficult it is depends upon who lives in that home with you. When you have the responsibility of keeping the house, it can become overwhelming. You have the bills to pay. You have rooms to clean. You prepare food for the kids. You have the kids to get dressed. And you have a job to get to. With all of this, you find yourself exhausted and stressed from having so much on your plate, and now some things begin to get neglected. Sometimes you shortcut. The carpet doesn't look so bad, so I guess I won't vacuum it today. I'll wait till next week to clean the windows. Maybe I'll just bring home a Mickey D for dinner tonight. And it goes on and on and on. So the result is not cleaning your house as often as you used to, paying your bills later than normal, your physical health suffers, your mental health suffers because it's cluttered and dirty. Maybe your husband's whacking at you. And you find yourself suffering in silence. So let's look at this from a spiritual standpoint. When you begin to neglect your spiritual health, you eventually cannot find time to include God in your life. Maybe you shortcut your devotions for that day. I got so much. We're late. The kids aren't going to get to school on time. I'm going to be late for work. I'll just wait till later to do my devotions. And later never comes. And all of that dirt and clutter has gotten in the way. We tend to replace our relationship with God with stuff. We have become hoarders, both spiritually and physically. You see, when someone gives you something and you love it, it is in our nature to cling to what we love. We get used to the dirt and the clutter. We get used to the stuff laying around. We get used to stepping over stuff or tripping. We get used to a dirty carpet. We forget that there's a stain there because the children spilled a Coke or a chocolate milk. Cleaning is up and letting go is one of the most difficult tasks for humans to do. You see, we hang on to toxic relationships. We keep certificates we've earned in school. We saved books and magazines and letters and cards and shoes and clothes and the old VCR tapes and the old cassette tapes, even though you can't get equipment to play them anymore. You can't even buy a car in 2019 that's got a CD player in it. But I got a whole magazine of CDs. We even keep hold on to hurt and abuse. We don't forget it. We don't give it to God. We tend to sweep dirt under the rug. We push the clutter into a closet or in a corner. That's my favorite trick at the cabin. Oh man, this kitchen floor is dirty. Ah, where's that dustpan? Oh. Well, I'll just leave it lay here behind the door where nobody can see it, right? And then I go home and I come back next week and it's still there in the corner behind the door. Yeah? Because letting go of these things feels like we are losing a part of ourselves. And living in it, we tell ourselves is okay. It's okay for that clutter to be in the closet. I don't ever open it up anyway. It's okay to push that dirt in the corner. I can't see it. If I can't see it, nobody else can. And we just learn to accept it. We learn to live with it. The difficulty we have in freeing ourselves from physical clutter is parallel to our difficulties of getting rid of spiritual clutter. Hebrews 12, verse 1, it says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Colossians 3, verses 8 through 9 reads this, but now depart yourself completely of all of these things, anger, rage, malice, slander, and obscene, abusive, filthy, vulgar language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, for you have stripped off the old self with this evil practice. It is so easy to hang on to this spiritual clutter. If we're hanging on, or our best friend, or just a friend, has a filthy, vulgar language, abusive, that he uses on a regular basis, we just kind of put it aside and continue to hang out with our friend. We don't look for somebody that doesn't talk that way. We accept this spiritual clutter. It's okay if I don't use this language. And besides, I don't have a whole lot of friends. Maybe because you're not out looking for more of them. Or maybe you're not worthy of more friends. But we hang on to this kind of stuff. We have become spiritual hoarders. Instead of getting rid of these things, we hold on to them and continue to add to the mess. Pretty soon the closet's full. Pretty soon you have to look for another corner because that spot behind the door, the dirt is piled too high. Hoarders are known to keep everything they own until it becomes harmful to their surroundings because they have a connection with these things. Oh, I can't get rid of that cassette tape. It's the one my mother gave me. Oh, I can't get rid of this little dress. It's the one that I wore to kindergarten. And it goes on and on and on. If there's room for it, you keep it. The same thing with spiritual clutter. If there's room for it, you keep it. If you have these things in your life that prevent you from spending time with Christ and the Word, this is clutter. You keep it. You don't toss it away, so there is room for you to spend time with God. We just kind of shove it into a corner or a closet. Not letting go can cause your spiritual life to become full of clutter and dirt. So I ask each one of you this morning, what are you still holding on to? What spiritual clutter do you have? Somebody do you wrong and you're full of hate? Maybe you said something or did something that created shame to another person or yourself. Maybe it's emotional. Maybe it's pain. Maybe it's hurt. Maybe it's envy. And the list goes on and on and on. And these are all spiritual clutters that takes time from us to prove and embolden our relationship with Jesus Christ. So in the midst of the clutter are some valuable things that are needed for you to be able to move forward in your spiritual life. But you can't access it because it has been overshadowed by the clutter and the dirt. How about that anger or that malice? Or that hatred, or them evil thoughts, or depression, or grieving. When there is so much clutter, you can no longer see the value of what is beneath all of that dirt, it becomes a problem. Eventually, you can't see the carpet through all of the clutter and the dirt. And perhaps, under all of that dirt, there is a stain from that chocolate milk or that Coca-Cola. So what do we need to do? We need to clean up the dirt. We got to get the vacuum out. We got to do our thing. Right? How else do we clean up the dirt? We can vacuum the spiritual clutter that we have also. I want to give you three things you need to do to begin clearing up that clutter. You have to be willing to take off the mask. You have to be honest about where you are. Nothing happens. The vacuum, the carpet doesn't get cleaned until you take off the mask that hides the dirt and you see it and you get the vacuum cleaner out and you clean up that carpet. We put on makeup to cover up what we don't want people to see. We don't want them to see our flaws. We don't want them to see our dirt, so we sweep it behind the door. We don't want them to see our clutter, so we push it into a closet. And we refuse to take off the mask. We want to give the illusion to others that we are okay, and you find yourself wearing that mask. How are you this morning? I'm doing really, really good. When you're not doing really, really, really good. And I'm not saying unload all your pain and shame and malice and etc., etc., etc. on the person that's greeting you, but I am saying recognize that you're not okay. Recognize that because of this clutter, you did not spend time with Jesus Christ through devotion and prayer this morning or this evening or whenever the time you dedicate for this. You wear this mask on a daily basis because you don't want anyone to know that you don't have it all together. We sweep dirt under the rug or into the corner. The mask allows you to go through the emotions of everyday life without people knowing. One of the things we do can do as Christians is to lean on other Christians when the clutter is crowding us out, when the dirt gets to be so heavy that it can't be cleaned up, when our grieving is so controlling and so strong that we can't deal with it on our own. We need to call on our Christian friends. We need to call on our Christian family to help us find the vacuum cleaner and pick up the clutter and the dirt. You realize that you are over your head in debt. Or perhaps you don't have running water at home because the well failed. Or you're sleeping in bad conditions. Maybe you're just plain miserable for some reason. Get up. Look around. Find the vacuum cleaner. If there's ever a place to say, I don't have it all together, that should be in the house of the Lord. We do not have to be ashamed to tell other Christian members, Christian friends, Christian family, that things aren't just right. Help me. Can you be my listening ear? Can I just lean on your shoulder? Can I just get some strength from you? Because when you're here, when you're with God, wherever the environment may be, Jesus runs the vacuum cleaner. He does not push things under the rug. He does not put the clutter into the corner or into the closet. And through him, you can find your joy, your peace, your hope, and your healing, and you can find restoration through Jesus Christ. Get the help you need. It's free. Jesus doesn't have a menu for you to pick and choose from. Jesus' menu does not fall over to the far right column with a price tag. You can take anything, any clutter, any dirt that you have to Jesus Christ. And it's free. The clutter and the dirt will be gone. But we don't want to look to someone to look at us as strange. Sometimes we're fearful that people think that we're Jesus freaks because we pray so much. Look at them people over there in that corner at the restaurant. They're praying before they eat. It must be Jesus freaks. My goodness, I don't never do that. You get my point? Some people don't. I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to. One of the years, can't remember which one it was, that annual conference, mealtime. So you go through this line, you pick and choose what you want to eat, and you go sit down. And I was one of the first ones, so I finished early. And I just was sitting there finishing up my coffee and paying attention. I don't know why I did this, but I did. And took notice of all of these Christian lay people and all of these ministers sitting there. I never seen one pray before he ate. Now, I'm not here to knock their spirituality. I'm not here to look down my nose at them. But you see my point? Now, I'm sure somebody that would have prayed at the annual conference, nobody there would have considered them a Jesus freak. But sometimes we get so caught up with our clutter we stopped for lunch at a restaurant, and we're late for an appointment. We gobble down whatever it is that we have, and we don't take time to thank Jesus Christ for the food that he has put in front of us. And we just move on. We allow to live with that clutter. So I ask you this morning, take off the mask. Expose yourself. Exposing yourself requires that you take off that mask. Behind the mask lies shame and guilt and past hurts and depression, hatred, malice, and the list goes on and on and on. Take off the mask. Find the vacuum cleaner. Clean up the clutter. Get the dirt so you can see there's a stain underneath it. You see, your spirit is begging to be free. You have to be willing to vacuum up the clutter and the dirt. Expose your hurt and your shame and your guilt. Because exposing the enemy is the first key to being delivered. When you empty that vacuum bag, when you take this apart, I'm not going to do it because Larry will holler at me. All of that clutter and dirt is in that bag. And it fills up. And it fills up to a point where you can't put any more clutter and dirt into it. So what do? We take the bag off and we empty it into the trash can. All of this clutter and dirt spiritually that is in our life, we need to empty the bag after we use the vacuum. The vacuum is just a tool to gather up all of these things that are in our life. But we still hang on to it as long as it's in that bag. We do not get rid of it until we take all that clutter and dirt that's in that bag and throw it into the dumpster and have Everkept or whoever it is that we have or you have haul it away, never to be seen again. And now you are free and you have room to spend time with Jesus Christ without clutter getting into the way. Amen. Thank you. So we also have to go through the pain of separation. Once the mask is removed and the clutter is exposed, it is time to start this separation process. And this can be the hardest part of all of the process. When you start the cleanup, emotions get stirred up. And you may need to deal with separation anxiety. When you start this process, and you throw that VCR cassette tape into the trash can, there is a separation process that we need to go through. When we get rid of all of the clutter and the dust that we have swept in the corner or pushed into a closet and decide enough is enough and clean it up and throw it into the dumpster, separation anxiety will be a part of this process. And what do you do about it? You call on Jesus Christ. And why can you call on Jesus Christ? Because he asked you to. Because he is there. Because he tells us that I am here. I am here. You can lean on me. I have taken care of the clutter. I will deal with the cassette tape. Just spend time with me so that I can show my love for you. You have to be willing to go through that pain of separation. And then you have to fix the damage that the clutter left behind. After you are done pulling off the mask and separating yourself from the clutter and dirt, you will see that the clutter left some damage behind for you to fix. When you got the dirt off of that rug, it exposed the stain that the kids left there. The rug has a stain, and in it perhaps some of the dirt got left behind because your vacuum cleaner didn't work right. Maybe the dirt got left behind because your vacuum cleaner was just too old and it doesn't have the suction power that it used to have. So what do? Oh, maybe you got to vacuum it twice. Maybe you have to vacuum it more often. Maybe every day. Maybe two times a day. Or maybe you have to find a new vacuum cleaner. You have to remind the devil that you are the new creature. You have to kick him out. You have to suck him up in your vacuum cleaner. You have to remove him from the bag. You need to throw him into the dumpster. And I'll dare bet that if we do that, if we clean our vacuum cleaner and get rid of all the spiritual dust and dirt and clutter, and get rid of the devil and throw them all into the dumpster, you'll find that your vacuum cleaner wasn't too old. You will find that your vacuum did work properly, and you can continue to use it to remove what it is that's keeping you from having a deeper, more personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You have to remind the devil, the clutter and the dirt is now gone. Going back to the way it used to be is not an option. Satan will be there. Satan is going to stand there and he's going to tell you, you know, it wasn't so bad living with all the dirt. Who cared if your carpet was dirty? Who cared if your closet was full? He didn't care that the dirt was swept behind the door or into a corner. It's okay. Me. Let's have fun. Let's do what it is that we do. But no. You threw him in the dumpster. He's no longer to return. And you now can move forward. But you have to remember that you are not perfect. You have to remember that Satan is always there trying to get you to forget about the dirt and the clutter. He's trying to tell you that your vacuum cleaner doesn't work and you don't need it. You see, we all have flaws. We always will have flaws. But we can bring them flaws to Jesus Christ. And we still will not be perfect. But we will be a whole lot better. See, I'm going to leave you with this. God loves you. Even with all of your flaws. Even if you don't use the vacuum quite as much as you should. God still loves you. And when you feel that love, when you can feel His holy arms wrap around you, it is easier to use the vacuum. And all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. Thank you.